Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, as we talk a little bit about the weekend and some of the stories locally, we bring in for our weekly visit my good friend, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the media and PR firm Spring Story, Jason Roop. Jason, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Gary. How's it going this morning?
All is good. I hope you and yours are well and safe.
Yes, doing well. And, you know, it's almost like every day is a weird weekend. So we're heading into Memorial Day weekend, and I'm not sure if people are looking at this as a vacation or not, but as a four-day weekend or not.
It's really bizarre. You know, I tell John all the time, this has become like Groundhog Day. My wife and I talk about it all the time. It's like, what day? It's almost, you know, Linda and I are both still working, but sometimes it's hard to remember what day of the week it is. They all, you know, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I saw a survey somewhere. They had done a study of, I think it said a third of Americans surveyed couldn't remember what day of the week it was, and it was a news story. I'll have to look that up. But
I bet that number is higher than it was before the pandemic. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Time is a lot different these days.
Okay. The first story we're going to talk about today is, I guess it's not a local story, but it's of local interest. And that is back to the beach. The Outer Banks now have been open for a week, and Virginia Beach opens this weekend, and beachgoers are going to need to be aware of special rules, right?
That's right. And, Richmond is, you can't go too far without seeing an OBX sticker on the back of somebody's car. So people should be happy about that. They've had it for a week now. Virginia Beach, there was a little bit of a controversy last week because people were out there on Saturday, May 16th. Last week, even though it wasn't officially open, and a lot of folks were, you know, saw pictures of crowds down there and worried about things. But this week, it's officially open with the governor's blessing, and there are some guidelines. If you decide to go, first of all, if you do go, you need to plan plenty of time because, of course, people are going to be, you know, lining up. And on top of that, the parking is going to be restricted because they can't pack those parking decks. So those are going to be at half capacity. So it's going to be, a good idea to get down there early. But you can go, you can get in the water, you cannot play group sports. You can, bring umbrellas, but they'd like you to space out, with that 6 feet rule. And if you have kids with you, that's fine too. They can, just have to be careful. And, it looks like if you decide to go, you can experience, the beach and the outdoors and some fresh air. But I think the weather is not going to be it's not going to be calling for people to jump in the water too soon. It's going to be about 75 degrees, it looks like, and maybe a little rain. So maybe that'll slow things down a little bit.
You know, it's interesting, the Outer Banks. My family, we do an Outer Banks trip every summer. Most summers we do a vacation down there. And we were looking around, and the beach houses on the rental sites are being grabbed up.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, you know, they've been open for a week, and people have just responded. People are grabbing up beach houses weeks and making plans for the summer. So the first sniff of a reopening, and people are ready to go to the beach. How about that?
Oh, yeah. And I know somebody, well, you know, it makes perfect sense because it's not like you're, you know, running through a park at Disney World. You can be in a house with your family just like you are now. I know some people who have moved from, already have moved to their beach houses, one in Ocean City, Maryland. They're doing their quarantine there, which I think sounds amazing. So, you know, I think the beach is going to be a popular destination this summer, and people are really ready to get out and get a change of scenery.
If you got a quarantine, it may as well be at the beach. That's exactly right. Hey, let's talk briefly. I mentioned at the beginning of the segment about Memorial Day and remembering those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our benefit so that we can be free. And the annual Memorial Day ceremony at the Virginia War Memorial is going on as usual, but yet it's still going to be different.
It is. You can still attend, but I wouldn't recommend that because you won't be able to be near the part where the ceremony is going to be taking place. You know, anybody can go down there by the water around the memorial with the proper guidelines enforced. But the War Memorial has put together a live broadcast with the Virginia Department of Veterans Services, and it's going to allow anybody to see the ceremony on Channel 6. Going to be broadcast at 10 a.m. on Monday, and in addition to television, you can watch it anywhere online. It'll be broadcast on Facebook Live through the Department of Veterans Services and the War Memorial. You can get all the details, you know, at the War Memorial site, and I think some other places will be broadcasting it too, but I'm not sure, you know, what's totally confirmed, but there will be reporters, I'm sure, covering that. And WRVA, I believe, plans to air part of that too. So they're going to be doing the ceremony. I worked on a video that'll be shown at the end that shows some tributes being paid at each of the state veterans cemeteries. There will be some remarks. There'll be some, you know, the laying of the wreath. So it'll be a chance for people to participate in it in a safe way.
Now, I wanted to get a quick comment looking through some of the ideas you sent me, and I'll get to the one right after that in a minute. But I did want to ask you quickly about the show Must Go On. So a lot of people are missing the Richmond theater scene, but there's kind of a support group on Facebook, huh?
Yeah, this is if you're a fan of Richmond theater and you need a little bit of a fix, you know, gosh, they're doing the best they can. There's really not a lot theaters can do. As we know, Broadway shut down to who knows when, and they're probably, you know, they've said theaters will probably be among the last places to open. But there is a Richmond Quarantine Theater group you can find on Facebook, and they have a lot of the local actors posting little shorts and performances that they're doing at home, and just something to put a smile on your face if you need a little bit of a fix.
Now, I know ABC stores are deemed essential.
The beginning, right?
From the beginning. You know, that's essential state revenue. Let's not forget that, Jason.
Let's not forget.
So I've seen some of the statewide numbers, but you have some of the numbers about what's most popular here locally.
Yeah, this was put together by the Times Dispatch. They did a little bit of a survey in our area. They added all the numbers up for kind of what people have been turning to while they've been locked in the houses in March and April. And I'll go through the top three. Your third is Jack Daniel's 7 Black Whiskey. Second is Hennessy VS Cognac, and number one, we're turning to Austin for Tito's Handmade Vodka. Now, listen, in our area, we've gone through almost 60,000 bottles of Tito's Handmade Vodka, $1.5 million worth, so $1.5 million worth. So the state is definitely getting its cut. And also in our area, Fireball is a big deal. That's the cinnamon flavored whiskey. Those small bottles are the most popular choice in the state.
I've never understood the appeal of the cinnamon fireball. Never understood the appeal. It's interesting. Tito's Handmade Vodka has become like the undisputed king, like number one statewide. Every time they come out with numbers, it is very interesting.
People love it, and it's made with corn instead of potatoes. So interesting.
Yeah, there you go. Always great to talk to you, Jason. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you again soon.
You too. Thanks, Gary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.